Subbrus. On demand. Follow Subbrus Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
Okay, first of all, welcome and a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Sanjayji, we're going to be talking about the pharmacy campaign.
Yes.
But before that, I think I should actually start with that itself. If you could please remind our listeners about the pharmacy campaign. What is the pharmacy campaign and what are the aims of pharmacy campaign?
Yeah, sure. So the Help Us Help You pharmacy campaign is basically raises awareness that community pharmacies are actually qualified healthcare professionals, and we can offer clinical assessments, advice, reassurance, and even over-the-counter medicines for a whole range of symptoms. It basically illustrates the importance of using your local pharmacist as the first port of call for any minor health concerns. So we want to remind people that local pharmacy teams can offer a fast and convenient clinical service, especially for minor health concerns. And you don't even need an appointment with us. That's why we're quite an advantage over some GP services, where sometimes, you know, it takes quite a while for you to possibly see someone, especially if it's a minor issue as well.
Okay. And how long have you been a community pharmacist, and what inspired you to become one? If you can please listeners know a little bit about yourself as well.
Of course, I've been in, I was a locum initially. I qualified in 1996, so that makes it almost 23 years I've been a pharmacist. The first two or three years I've sort of helped as a locum, and then I bought my own pharmacy. But what inspires me to pharmacy is I get to see regular patients. I see, you know, patients trust me. They almost see me as a first point of call. So when they're not well, or their children, or even their parents not well, a lot of people have entrusted me in looking after their family's well-being. In many cases, we've even stopped people from having life-threatening conditions. If, you know, we can pick it up through various testings that we do, sometimes, you know, diabetic testing, cholesterol testing, we can make those interventions. And what helps with that is, you know, people can come to me and I can actually send them for sort of urgent referrals as well if required. So we're almost like a safety net for people before they can act, you know, before they develop more serious conditions. And I get a lot of joy out of helping people.
Okay. And how much medical training does a pharmacist actually receive?
So we're trained for 5 years, and we go through university, and then we have during that time we also have a pre-registration year as well, so we work under the close supervision of pharmacists as well. So, you know, we've trained for many years as well, and you know, it gives us the opportunity to manage minor illnesses, and also, you know, we look at prescriptions and general health and well-being advice for people as well.
Okay. And what sort of problems can pharmacists help with?
So pharmacists, you know, we're quite a wide sort of, we can help with quite a wide range of issues. A lot of the time people have minor health concerns, which, you know, things like coughs, colds, sore throats, you know, tummy troubles, you know, aches and pains, and they don't always require a GP appointment, so they can come to us, and we can often, you know, provide them medicines over the counter, you know, things, you know, like Calpol, Nurofen, all the medicines that you usually would buy over a counter, so you don't need to trouble the GP for that. In addition, we also do dispense prescriptions, and we check prescriptions really carefully for safety, you know, if they're appropriate for a patient. We also ensure that medicines are taken safely, and we'll ask questions, and we'll often give patients support and any questions as well if they have regarding their medicines.
Okay, and can people actually see a pharmacist without an appointment, or that's required?
No, you don't need an appointment at all. A lot of the time, you know, you can walk in, and some pharmacies are a bit busier, but, you know, pharmacists will always make themselves available to see patients. So any health concerns you have, you can see a pharmacist quite quickly as well. The good thing is we also have, dispensers, and we have other trained staff as well, but pharmacists are always there at the front, and we will always give patients advice.
Okay, having said that, all the information there, but there's one more question. You know, when people actually want to see a GP, they know that they have a separate room there. So do they have a private consultation room at the pharmacies as well?
I think a majority, I think over 90% of the pharmacies out there in the country have a private consultation room. So you can actually have, if you request it, we can take you into a private consultation. Sometimes things are a bit more personal. So certainly, you want to have a chat privately, so that can also happen as well, for sure. Yes.
Yeah, because the last thing you want is you're discussing your personal problem and there's people behind you listening to the conversation. Not very comfortable. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I agree.
Okay. So, what if the health concern becomes a bit more serious?
So, if things are a bit more serious, then pharmacists have the correct clinical training. So, what we would do is if we feel that you need to be referred on, then we'd refer you to a GP or even A&E. I've had experiences in the past where, I've tested patients and their glucose levels are really, really high. So at that point, pharmacists have got the ability to make that intervention, and we would refer them usually to the A&D for something like that. But we refer them back to the GP as well. So we won't, if we think a condition requires further, more precise clinical intervention, then we would also refer you back to the GP.
Okay, and final question now for you.
Yep.
Where can people go for more information about our local pharmacists?
Right, so if you go to nhs.uk/pharmacy advice, you'll be able to find some more information about your local pharmacists as well.
Okay, thank you very much for your time and all that valuable information. Thank you so much, Sanjay Patelji.
No problem, pleasure. And
you have a lovely day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.